My name is Mike Matuzzi. I'm the founder of Contemporary Spirituality, and I'm here this morning with Simone Curls, who is the executive director for Prospect Business Association. How are you, Simone?
I'm good, Mike, and thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it.
My pleasure. I recently met Simone and learned more about the Prospect Business Association, and wanted to give her an opportunity to tell you folks what I learned. So Simone, let's start there. Tell us about, for starters, the Prospect Business Association. What is it?
Again, Mike, thank you so much. And just thank you for, you know, taking the time, you know, to have me on. Prospect Business Association, a little history about it is it was started, and the founder is actually Donald Maxwell, and he's a developer, and he's developed a lot within the urban core over the last 50 years. And what he did was he came out of retirement due to some of the issues, you know, and the dilapidation and the concerns that were going on, you know, down here in the urban core. And to revitalize. And so one thing that he was looking at is sustainability. How does he sustain? And he teases all the time, you know, look, I don't have a third type of retirement, right, to come out of again. And so with that, he got some businessmen together that were here working, brought them together for them to start to work together to see how can they actually work together to look at sustainability and to build business and to revitalize the community. So what started as 10 businessmen has now grown to over about 190 businesses.
Wow.
And yeah, and so it's actually really amazing. Grassroots has started off as the all grassroots volunteer type business. And so I became the first actual staff that they ever had. Just a little bit about me, Mike. Kansas
Sure.
City is home. Kansas City's home, born and raised. And what I did, I've lived in Los Angeles for, God, you know, several decades. And I was home visiting and actually saw the founder. And he said, hey, you, you know, aren't you doing that business development and working with business and doing something out in California? And I said, yeah. And he said, you know, we need your talents back at home. And so I listened to him and I shrugged him off. And I kept coming back and forth because this is home, and he kept seeing me and he kept at me. So finally I sat down and I talked with him, and I was like, wow, what is this? And so I decided to relocate and to take the talent and the treasures and the services that I had in Los Angeles, which was my own business development consulting firm. I had clients throughout the state of California, and to bring that back to the community that raised me and gave me what I needed to become the person that I am, you know, today. And so looking at it, building in the structure that was needed. And so what we do here is we start, we grow, and sustain businesses. And we try to give businesses the tools that they need to succeed. And that's pretty much, you know, what we do here.
How do you do that?
Prospect Business Association, we are an entrepreneurial support organization, which we provide several programs for free for businesses to either start and or grow. So one of them is our business development services program, where we provide one-on-one business coaching and consulting. We provide accounting services, which are, as anyone knows, is so imperative, right, to the sustainability and the growth of their business. We provide, loan packaging, helping people locate dollars and the capital that they need. We have a plethora of training and workshops for those entities that want to start up. We also help them with all the paperwork that they need to start their business. If people are interested in the certification process, we do that as well. Another thing that we do is we partner with various community agencies and or corporations or businesses throughout Kansas City to bring the experts to the businesses that we serve. We also have a Technology Today program that is crucial, especially given COVID. Everybody, now, if you're not on the internet, some type of e-commerce, those types of things, businesses are really struggling. So looking at digital literacy for businesses, and we've partnered with Grow with Google for that. We have a design exchange program for those businesses, again, who are startup and or want to pivot their business. How do we help them market? And so that program is in partnership with Kansas City Art Institute. And then for back to our business development services program, we partner with entities such as Ponsonelli, Lead Bank, Country Club Bank, just a plethora of, you know, entities to be able to bring the expert information to the businesses for them to continue to thrive.
Excellent. Okay, I got the overview. Let's backfill it a little bit. First of all, some of the listeners to this interview will be from Kansas City and some won't. So we're talking about Kansas City, Missouri, and we're talking about the urban core. And when you or the founder, Donald Maxwell, envisioned the urban core, what area of Kansas City are we talking about?
So we're talking about, we're looking at the heart of the city. So we're looking at historically when this happened, it was pretty much looking at East of Truth, which is an area that is historically disenfranchised and have had a lot of disinvestment within the community. And so our name, the first word is Prospect, which is a street. That is the main street within one of the main streets, you know, within the urban core that is known to everybody within the community for us to be able to support. It's kind of like that nucleus of the community, if you will. And so we're actually, you know, so that represents the community, you know, that we serve.
Got it. And in terms of the founding, you mentioned Mr. Maxwell's work, a developer, and then who founded this with 10 businesses. That was about when, because whenever that was to now, the growth from 10 businesses to 190 is, that's phenomenal growth. What period of time are we talking about?
PBA, Prospect Business Association, we call PBA. PBA is 5 years old. And so it's been an exponential growth quickly because there has been a need. We have to understand that this is a growing business, and being able to have the resources and needs to start and to grow a business is something that has been drastically missing. So what does that mean? You know, what does it mean to incorporate? What does it mean to actually have projections? What's a cash flow? What's what's the budget? What does all of this mean? And so people are eager. And we've also seen, due to COVID, as everybody probably already knows, that there's been a surge in, people starting their own businesses as well. In 2021, alone, we served and provided services to 283 businesses throughout the Kansas City metro area, inclusive of a few businesses in Kansas.
And these, this service to these 283 businesses, all free? Am I hearing that correctly?
You are hearing that correctly, Mike. It is free. I do write grants. I am a grant writer. And so we have written grants. We are funded through grant and foundation and donation support for, you know, the businesses that we serve.
Okay. And you are the, I've called you the executive director. Is that the title you go by, or is there a different title?
That is the title. I am the ED. And one thing that our motto is building a healthy community. And, you know, we believe building a healthy community foundationally begins with building and stabilizing businesses. At the end of the day, when you look at community and when you say community, community simply means to me people. Who's in the community? Mm-hmm. Who are these people? And so if we're looking at stabilizing businesses, there are people behind those businesses. And those businesses equal jobs. Those businesses equal home ownership. Those businesses equal, you know, the mitigation of crime, hopefully. And so if the business is stable, jobs are stable, homes are stable, then guess what, Mike? Simply, it's food on the table. And we can start to turn some of this around in the community and to really be able to help and to assist people at the end of the day.
Now, these businesses, are they mostly what we would consider smaller businesses, 1 to 5, 10 employees? Are they all over the board? Or tell us more about the typical business that you'd work with.
So the typical business, great question. So the typical business that we work with are primarily minority-owned, Black-owned businesses, number one. And the size of the business varies. We have a lot of entrepreneurs, so proprietorships. We have some businesses that are kind of 1 to 5. I would say the 1 to 5 is probably the majority of our businesses. We do have
some
businesses.
You mean 1 to 5 employees, Simone? Is that 1 to 5?
Employees, yes. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, 1 to 5 employees, yes. And then we do have a few that are 1 to 20, and we maybe have 2 to 5% that are over you know, 20 type of employees.
Got it.
The majority are the sole proprietors.
Okay. And then most of these minority owned businesses are typically, I surmise, in the urban, what we're calling the urban core, either Kansas City, Kansas or Kansas City, Missouri. Am I tracking you correctly?
I would say the majority of them are. However, we provide services and supports to all of the greater Kansas City area. But yes, most of them are in the urban core. But again, we provide services to everyone who needs the service. So that extends to Lee Summit, Raytown. Actually do have a couple clients in Leawood, Kansas, Overland Park, as well, and the Wyandotte County area. So we're kind of grown because people just need the service and the supports. And so we don't turn anyone away.
Okay. Let's talk about it at the other end. I came down months ago and visited you at your office. I think it's off Linwood Prospect.
Yes.
In there somewhere. And tell me more about your staff. There are 4 or 5 of you that do this work for the 283 businesses, and then what type of a annual budget do you have to that allows you to provide these free services to 283 businesses?
Well, Mike, you know, my staff is probably saying, can you hire more people? It's myself. We have what we call business development specialists. We have one, and we're in the process of trying to hire another. And so the business development specialist is that person that actually sits and really follows that business and does the one-on-one business coaching, right? And really being able to work up a plan. You know, I tell the businesses and, you know, the staff and everyone, you know, if you don't plan, then guess what? You're planning to fail, right? So what's the plan? What's the plan? What's the plan? And so really being able to sit back with, you know, to sit down with the businesses, if they're already incorporated, peel back the onion and let's see what the gaps are and let's see how we can help you grow and sustain. For those businesses who are just starting, right, then you're just starting. So how do we help you start and to create a plan from the beginning and, you know, just to move forward, right? And so that's what the business coach does. The business coach also will make sure that all of the trainings and the workshops that we offer, that the businesses are actually registered for those so they can go. And we like to do the trainings in groups of cohorts, right? So therefore, mm-hmm. they're moving forward and they're actually developing a peer network as well for them to be able to build that network of businesses, for them to be able to have a peer to talk to, right? Ongoing. We provide accounting services. So we have a cadre of accountants. They are consultants that mm-hmm. come on that actually literally sit down with the businesses and let's peel back the onion of your financials. What's working? What's not working? Does this make sense? Does this not make sense? What should we be doing, right? A lot of our businesses have their own accountants and bookkeepers. But some of the businesses really don't understand. They just say, I don't know, ask the accountant. Well, what I tell them is, I want you to have enough information to be dangerous. There isn't anything about your business that somebody else should know more about than you, right? So us being able to sit down with them and go over their numbers and saying, what does this mean? And how does this translate to your daily activity, right? So we like to say, when you get up in the morning and you're going into that business, you should say, hey, I'm going into business today. You know what? What are my goals? I should be selling X amount of this, X amount of that. And how is this playing into my plan? And if I don't meet my goals for the day, right, then I'm gonna have to make it up somewhere. And what does that look like? Our accounting services also helps with capital access. Meaning that if someone is going for a loan, the bank says, hey, sure, you can apply for a loan. They give them a packet, a bunch of paper, right? Businesses are going, mm-hmm. What is this? So really being able to sit down and to explain and to look at what they have, what they need, and helping them, you know, package that all in one. So that's our accounting services piece. That's our business development specialist. We have Tiara. She's a sweet young lady here. We all probably drive her crazy. She's kind of over the education and programming to make sure that mm-hmm. all of the trainings are set up, that all the workshops are set up, that all the materials that are needed for the businesses are there. Everybody's registered. They know where they're going, when, you know, blah, 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 to be able to make sure that when they get to those trainings, that they have everything that they need to be successful. I like to say that one thing that I feel that sets us apart is I want, and we've been successful in working with different businesses, companies, corporations to make sure that our training isn't just for them to go and sit and just listen, but the trainings are actually giving them the knowledge set to make informed decisions about their business, and that the trainings are actually, it is the information needed to be implementable, right? For them mm-hmm. to be able to say, hey, I can go and actually implement this in my business operations, right? So that they run more smoothly to boost productivity and to aid the company become more successful and meet their stated and planned goals.
Excellent. I think this is evident from your answers, but obviously this is not a one and done meeting with these 283 businesses. These are ongoing services that are being provided. What is there a limit as to how long a minority owned business might be able to interact with Prospect Business Association? How does that work? What's the time span?
And Mike, I'm laughing and I'm smiling because I honestly get that question a lot. And I have funders that say, you know, what's the start? What's the stop? What's the start? And you got to have a start and stop. You got to have a start and stop. And so there is no start and stop because businesses don't start and stop. If they good, did do, then that's not a good business, right? Businesses continue to grow. And so we grow with the business. So as you as a business becomes more successful, they reach, if you will, a different level. So when they get to the new level, right, there are new things that they have to address. And so we grow with that business. So unfortunately for those entities that kind of want a start and stop date, I don't have a start and stop date because we grow with the businesses because we want the businesses to grow. We want them to scale up. And so our business, and the other thing is that there's no cookie cutter approach to us. We don't have a cookie cutter. Our businesses are different. Our people are different. Our business needs are different, and our businesses are at different levels. And so all of our services are based upon the individual business, the uniqueness of that business, and their needs.
Wow. I'm getting tired just listening to this, and I'm kind of a business geek. But I'm getting tired just listening to the work that it would require to be covering 283 businesses and addressing all the different aspects of hiring, accounting, legal, et cetera. Tell me, this is kind of a question I borrow from Krista Tippett. I listen to a bunch of her podcasts, but I like it.
Okay.
What about your childhood? What about your spirituality in your childhood or culture in your childhood that influenced you accepting this offer to come on board whenever you did?
So the influential person in my life would be my grandmother. Her name was Bernice Church. And one thing that I was taught at a very young age is that of service. We must give back. We must provide service. I've been blessed beyond measure. And how do we stop at some point and look at our talents to give back? The community is all we have. And so anybody's community is important. People are important. And so how do I and how am I able to provide a service back to the community, back to the people, to be able to help and to stand in a gap that has been identified within a community and a people that has been historically disenfranchised and disinvested in. And so this is my talent. And so I'm utilizing my talent, my services that I've been so graciously and blessed and bestowed upon me to give back to those that, you know, may not have the same resources and supports that I had. And so that's what brought me to say, yes, this is home. So I've been afforded opportunities to go abroad and to go out into other cities to be able to build a skill set and to do the things that I've been able to do. And so keeping in line with the foundation of Miss Bernice Church, my grandmother, of being of service to others. And we can complain. We can sit and shake our head and say, oh, how sad, how horrible. I wish I could do something. And my grandmother, one of her favorite sayings is prayer without works is dead. So not only am I sitting and saying, hey, what could I do? I'm kind of putting, you know, my thoughts, my desires, my prayers into action and being able to provide a resource that is so desperately needed. That is what I know.
Excellent. In your faith community, you touched upon it in speaking about your grandmother. Is it more or less the same faith community you grew up with, or has it changed over the years?
I think my faith community has somewhat morphed a little bit over the years. And what I mean is that the older you get, the more you understand.
Yeah.
The more you live, the more you learn. And you learn to depend on that faith that you have to be able to help you through and to be able to have a better understanding. I think at some point, and I'm speaking, I hope not out of turn, But at some point, we all are called to say, what is this life really about? Kind of, why am I here? What am I doing?
Yeah.
And for me, at some point, have I fulfilled my purpose in totality of what I've been given? And so in order for me to fulfill my purpose, PBA is my purpose and it is my passion. And so hopefully as we all continue to grow and live this life, that we all look at what is our purpose and look at that side and that spiritual side of us to be able to say, not only do I read, not only do I get filled up from others, right? That can be in a myriad of ways, but am I helping others? Am I personally being of service to others? And that looks like so many different things. And so being of service and helping and living in your purpose and your truth can look like so many different things. And so I think sometimes we kind of get so pigeonholed of what it's supposed to be. And so my choice is to live in that purpose and to live in that passion and to give based upon the talent that I have. Where at the end of the day that I could say, or that hopefully, and I'm going to say God, can say good and faithful servant, because I have done what I should do and that I've lived in my truth and truly helped. I didn't just talk about it. I didn't just pray on it, which prayer is needed. Please don't take that in the wrong way. But I actually did something and kind of stood physically in that gap and helped and supported and served. It was truly of service.
Yeah, I love the metaphor of standing in the gap, which is so aptly applies to the work you're doing. And I'm thinking back to Howard Thurman, and I can't remember the exact quote, but it's the world needs people who have found their passion. That's what we need more of. So good for you. Here's the next question that comes to mind, at least from afar. Many would hear your story and say, Simone, you're out in LA, you're living, or California, I can't remember if it was LA or not, living a good life, and you've got your own business consulting firm that I surmise was quite successful. Why would you give all of that up and then come back here to work for nickels and dimes? You know, probably compared to the life you were living beforehand, was there a defining moment or moments where you said, this is now mine to do? Tell us about that.
Well, Mike, I'm laughing because sometimes I ask myself, and I said yes to this again. As it is cold here, I do miss the weather in Los Angeles. To be honest with you, in full disclosure and candor, this was not a plan. This was not a plan. I did not sit down as I talk about plan. There was no physical plan put in paper, put on paper to say, hey, this is what I'm doing. It was very organic. All I can say, and I told people this, and people just kind of look at me kind of sideways, I was led. I was here. When you ask me what was that kind of start day, I literally have gone back in my mind and kind of said, how did I get here? Like, really? I've sat down and said, how did I get here? Because I've tried to go back through my mind and pinpoint that day, and I don't have a date. I don't have a time. There was no plan. I literally kind of ended up back home. And yes, living in Los Angeles. And people say, you came back to Kansas City. I'm like, I know, right? Who would have thought? It just kind of happened. And all I've told people is I felt like I was led back home because it was not a plan. I continuously asked myself, how did I get here? And at one point, I threw my hands up and said, all right, fine, I'm listening, I'm here, let's do this. Now, of course, I'm talking to air and ethos and spirit, but, you know, I'm here. And so I literally feel like it's a calling. I feel like I'm able to provide a service. And the other thing is that to be able to talk to people like, quite honestly, Mike, you and I were put together. You didn't know me, I didn't know you.
Right.
And we were able to somehow be put together to be able to sit and say, hey, what is this? And how do we help? And at the end of the day, the bottom line again goes back to service and people. I'm here. I know it sounds ambiguous. I know it sounds kind of cliche-ish, but I was literally led. There was no plan. I'm here. Am I happy I'm here? I am. I'm happy I'm here. I'm happy that I'm able to speak with people such as yourself to be able to say, hey, this is where there's a need. And will you take your time and listen and be of service as well, whatever that looks like, right?
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong way to that either. So I hope I answered your question.
You did. So a comment and a final question. The comment is, I don't know if you ever read any book called Mark Haynes by a guy named Dag Hammarskjöld. I think he was affiliated with the UN at some point. But I'll never forget the quote, and I only remember it because the way you described it perfectly, what he put down in paper and what he says is something along these lines. Sometime at some place, I said yes to something. I don't remember the date or the time, but that has made all the difference. And it sounds like your circumstance was more like that. It wasn't one single moment. It was more a series of events. There was a yes and probably a continuous yes. And it doesn't matter that it's more a series instead of one single event. Here you are, and you know it's where you're supposed to be. So good for you. Finally, in closing, and this has been excellent. What can folks do to help? I'm sure there are folks out there that will be inspired by your story and your description of the work you're doing for Prospect Business Association. How can they help?
You know, one is utilizing people's treasure, their service, their talent to be of service, which equals, you know, volunteerism. If you're an accountant, legal, marketing, graphic design, and you're interested in, you know, sharing your talent with others, you know, please reach out. If you are a successful business person and you like to share a few of your trade secrets, to your success, to possibly sit down with, you know, a business that is in your industry, you know, please contact us. And lastly, as always, these services are free, Mike, I have to say. And so, yes, I'm going to make the pitch if people would like to donate, you know, to be able to keep us going, for us to continue to provide these free services. Then those are the...
Excellent.
The ways to be able to help.
And what is the best way to learn more about Prospect Business Association? Can they call you? Can they email you? Can they get on your website? In this day and age, unless you like make it very clear to people, sometimes we lose them despite something that perks their initial interest.
Yes, please. People can call me. Again, my name is Simone Curls. And the number here is area code 816-666-9722. Just as an aside, yes, everybody's like, that's a horrible number. I know, I'm sorry. That's what the phone company gave me. But again, the phone number is 816-666-9722. People can email me. And the email is prospect, that's P-R-O, S as in Sam, P-E-C-T, B as in boy, A as in apple, K-C-M-O, @gmail.com. And our website is... pbakc.org.
Excellent.
And just one thing, Mike, just so people aren't confused, Prospect Business Association is a business association. And so you will see membership on there. However, we have not taken any membership in 2 years. So our, you know, so that's a whole nother, and we don't take membership. So just to let you know.
And so I think what you're saying there is you're not charging fees to businesses to be part of this association. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Got it. Excellent. Well, that's good to know, because if someone could get on the website, see that and say, wait a minute, are these folks having to pay a fee for these services in effect? And they are not.
They are not.
Excellent. Been a pleasure, Simone. Good visiting with you again. And thank you for your time. And most importantly, thank you for filling the gap for the work you're doing.
And thank you so much for having me. And I truly appreciate you and everything that you continue to do.
Well, thank you.